And we turn next year to gripping testimony in the military trial of Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. You'll remember seeing Bergdahl squinting in the sun after being freed by the Taliban, after being kept in a cage. Tonight, perhaps the story you haven't heard from a former Navy SEAL who went looking for Bergdahl and what happened to him. Here's ABC's Steve Osunsami.
The military judge about to decide how Bo Bergdahl should be punished is hearing tonight from service members who say they risked their lives trying to rescue Bergdahl from the Taliban after he deserted his platoon in 2009. Retired Navy SEAL James Hatch, seen here walking into court, suffered career-ending injuries during one of those efforts and cried on the witness stand, telling the judge in North Carolina today that everyone on that mission was aware that he walked off. Hatch explained how he was shot in the leg and how a service dog was killed, a story he shared with CNN.
I was laying there. Initially, I thought, man, I'm dead because I'm so close and I can't move.
In the end, Bergdahl's face finally saw the sunshine of freedom after a prisoner swap in 2014. In his first television interview with British filmmaker Sean Langan, Bergdahl explains how he was being tortured and was held in a small cage for years.
It's a cage that was welded together. It's about a 7 foot long by about 6 foot wide.
My name is Bo Bergdahl.
Bergdahl says he walked off base to report on an issue with a superior. Donald Trump on the campaign trail attacked him repeatedly.
He's a traitor, a no-good traitor, who should have been executed.
And Steve is with us now. Steve, the defense is now using those words you just heard from President Trump to try to argue that Bergdahl can't get a fair trial now in a military court?
They are, but the judge in this case, David, says that not to worry. He can certainly render a fair decision in this case. If he decides to throw the book at this young man, Bergdahl could spend the rest of his life in a military prison.